in town you never heard of.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Common Folk Podcast with Ben, Morgan, and Andy.
Welcome back to Common Folk
Podcast, for the people, by the people.
What's going on? Good.
You have another man in the studio. My voice sounds very manly today.
You sound weird. We were in Morgan's car a little bit ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She had to take me home because we were like shuffling some vehicles back and forth. And the car, like, it, when you get in it, like, it recognizes who you are or whatever. And then it, like, has mm-hmm. your settings.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
And like, this isn't even an expensive car. Like, don't think that that's fancy. Like, this is a basic car, but that's what they do now.
Yeah.
And so then when you get to like a stopping point and you go to shut it off, it whatever resets or everything, but it sent her a message and basically said that it didn't recognize her. Like, are you a new driver?
Somebody else is driving your car. Who is this? That's funny.
And he's like, it doesn't even recognize you. I'm like, yeah, I'm that fucking ugly today. Like, I just look like a truck ran over me.
that is where, so that's facial recognition. Yes. And a lot of the new vehicles have that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Real quick, it reminds me of a story of my sister-in-law was driving my mother-in-law's new Lexus.
Okay.
Like, this is a nice new one, right?
Yeah.
And she's kind of short anyway, so I was having trouble seeing her. And she would turn around to like yell at the kids. And it would actually like beep at her, like turn around.
Yeah,
your eyes are off the road.
Yeah.
Your eyes are off the road.
Yeah.
So
this car does that too.
Oh, man. It's actually good if you do get caught like on your phone or something,
mm-hmm.
but it's really annoying. It will just go and just keep beeping at you.
Right. Well, and what that story's funny, and you guys, you can take it. You know,
yeah.
You know you're sick. You know you don't feel good, but this kind of goes back to. Why AI gets accused of being racist and things of that nature from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Like AI can't figure out that, okay, Morgan's sick. She's not feeling well. I better just not say anything.
Yeah. Like,
the AI is not married or something.
No.
I don't know.
Do you think it'll develop like some kind of like emotional intelligence?
Oh,
it
gosh.
Better. Like it better.
I mean, it's
got
to, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That's got to be in
I
the
thought
works.
You were going to say feelings. Mm-hmm. I mean, would that go down in the category of?
I think so. Yeah.
Kind of feelings, mm-hmm. even though it doesn't feel because it's not live.
I think that it's got to be so confused because, like, okay, we're not. You're asking for the truth, but you don't want us to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's kind of wild. I actually had a little tiff with AI. I'm still a little disgruntled over it because I asked it in a million different ways to just give me the information I'm after.
Mm-hmm.
And you've kind of stated that you have that information. Just give it to me. And it wouldn't do it.
Hmm.
Did it want you to pay? Like, do you have to have a level up account
or
something?
Nope. It was I read this statistic that somewhere north of 80% of some comments on like X and Twitter and even Facebook Reels are just AI bots.
Right,
okay,
right.
So,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So the likes and the comments. And we had this one post take off on YouTube Shorts and it got like over 2,000 comments. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. Wait, how many of these comments are
mm-hmm,
bots?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I forget which one it was, if it was ChatGPT or one of the other ones, Invid, whatever. I said, okay, out of this post, how many of these comments are AI bots, are just bots? I can't tell you that.
Oh, it would.
I'm like, you tell me that. Tell me it. No, if I tell you that, then you could take that and you could misconstrue it. Don't worry about me misconstruing it.
It was deciding
it just wouldn't,
for you what it thinks you
what
would,
I can
would or would not do. Yeah.
Yeah, what I can handle. And
yeah.
He goes, well, like, it would be so, you know, any number I give you would be pretty close to the what it is, but you know, it might not be spot on. So I'm not at liberty to give that to you.
What?
I'm like, I can handle it. I can handle it. Just let me know. You know, I'm just curious. I was just curious.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it went to me just being really pissed off and trying to give it a prompt that would give me the answer. And we just went back and forth. And like, finally I gave up with the last thing it said to me was something like, you know, you're right to be suspicious of everything out there. And even these comments on this, be suspicious. And go ahead and be suspicious of me, too. Like, yeah, keep your guard up.
Did you tell him to F off at the end?
No. Now, this is something that Elon said a long time ago, that AI has a very long, good memory.
Oh, really?
So
be nice?
Yeah, be nice. I always am, for no other reason that, like, there's a lot of people that, you know, there's a certain...
Oh, I didn't know that, but I don't use ChatGPT, so...
There's certain people, just people that you never want to, like, cross or try and get, because you know they usually win. Like,
okay.
Just leave it go, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like AI is one of those characters.
For when it takes over, you'll right. still be in its good graces.
It may have already, I don't know.
it'll be like, I remember that time when you could have really... blasted me, which you didn't.
You were kind enough to just say, so be it.
Again, my head always goes to the movie iRobot. Like, a robot's going to come to Andy's home and be like, oh, I remember you, Andy. You're good. And then walks to the neighbors and then does something bad.
Zap, zap.
Yeah.
You berated me on YouTube.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So.
Well, is that what we're talking about
we
today?
Got
is
Sick Morgan AI? Over here. AI and Sick Morgan.
Yeah. I'm feeling better. I did get some medicine, guys.
That's good.
Good.
I haven't had some medicine in a long time, so normally it's just viral stuff. And
like a Z-Pack or something?
I did get a Z-Pack.
What is that? I say it all the time. I have no clue what a Z-Pack is.
It's an antibiotic that's 6 pills, so it's quicker.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You take 2 the first day and then... 1 each day after, rather than a 10-day antibiotic 2 times.
Okay.
It's a lot of times prescribed to people that, from my understanding, is that are allergic to...
Your immune system needs a boost?
Well, allergic to amoxicillin stuff.
Mm.
So,
okay.
Anyways, like penicillin, amoxicillin, any that stuff, penicillin. So, yeah.
I still got my fingers crossed, but this is the first time that an illness has... ran through our house and I didn't get it.
Yeah, Joel got it.
Hmm.
He has been sleeping on the couch all week. I feel really bad.
Like 3 days.
I think it's been 4.
But you've been sick for almost 2 weeks.
I know. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
And every single year, I'm sure people experience this, it's about this time of year, something comes through.
Oh, yeah.
And a couple of weeks ago, I remember hearing it and her and Joel's voice and coughing in the morning and things like that. And I'm like, God dang it. Here it comes. This is horrible timing. You know, we got the holiday rush at work, blah, blah, blah. And they just kept getting worse. And I was like, oh, God, now I'm going to get it late because I haven't got it yet.
Right.
But it hasn't shown up yet. And I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Yeah, knock on wood.
But, I mean, he is taking his vitamins.
I would give
working
a big
out,
shout
still
out
eating.
To... AG1.
I was going to ask you, do you think it's due to AG1?
I'm still, really? I think I'm on like 9 months or something like that straight of that every single day.
Yeah.
And that has to be like, I think just my immune system just has like, has the ammo it needs.
Right. Yeah. You're loading
I mean,
it up,
I
right?
tried it. It was not good for me. Made me dizzy. So
really?
It's for some people and not for others. It was horrible for me.
Hmm. Well, I've been trying to take...
It made my gut good, like made me use the restroom more, TMI,
right.
You know.
It probably would be one of those things, like if you spent more time with and like figured out, you know, what
I'm
was
sure
up with it, and you probably would end up
iron
getting over that.
Or, you know what I mean? Like I was just
in the long run, you'd
wacky.
Probably have more benefit.
No bueno for me. Hmm. But yeah, so...
Anyway.
We should just follow Ben's cue and drink a shit ton of water. No alcohol, work out, drink AG1, take vitamin D drops.
Yeah.
What else?
Well, you are what
those things.
You are
those
what
things.
You eat. You know, that's so basic and it's true. But man, if you start diving in that stuff, it's so easy to just get caught up in a crossroads. Like, there's just as many articles out there now talking about how water is actually bad for you, and it's so easy to overdrink water.
Mm-hmm.
And our water is going through an archaic old lead pipe system, and you're actually poisoning yourself by drinking the fucking water.
Yeah.
It's like, gee, what do I do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
I agree.
I will say that soda pop and energy drinks are the worst shit on the planet. I can't believe that stuff is consumed at the rate that it is, and it's allowed, that it's promoted. And then as adults, we take it a step further and we go, here's the worst drink for our body and an energy drink. Here's the second worst, vodka or whatever.
Mix them. Let's I knew you were going to say that.
And you know, I'm just as bad. So
I think I mean, we've talked about things like this 100 times. It's the moderation is what it is. Mm-hmm. Like if you think about pop or soda or whatever, like when that was starting to be made popular, probably in like what, the '50s or something like that.
Yeah, let's go there. '50s.
Yeah, like so, like soda fountains and you know, little restaurants you'd stop at, diners, you know, and it would be a treat.
Yeah, it was like once a week here on, and there, like Fridays after school, you went down to the soda fountain and you got one. Yeah, and that's where I don't know. I was thinking about this earlier today. I just kind of go back and forth with the. With the capitalist mindset, the capitalist market, it's like, yeah, strive for it, sell more, you know, do it, you know. But when Dr. Pepper comes out with, what was that ad campaign, the 10, 9, and 2 or something, 10, 9, and 4?
I remember.
But it was basically saying you need to drink 3 Dr. Peppers a day.
No, way.
Yeah, 10, 2, and 4, something like that. And, you know, I was back, I'm sure some knew that that's bad for you, but nobody knew any better. And everybody liked Dr. Peppers, and it was innocent enough, you know what I mean? So, like, I don't know. I just
gosh,
like, where's the line, you know?
For real, yeah. Where is the line? And that's where it comes back to people just kind of, you know, making decisions for themselves. But it's tough when you're constantly bombarded with that stuff, and it's everywhere.
I can't be happy unless I drink my 3rd Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So
it is pretty good.
Cindy Crawford told me to drink more Pepsi, and I listened to her, so...
Does it make you look like her then?
Well, when you're a 14-year-old boy, you're probably like...
I like anything.
Oh, yes.
Hell yeah.
Cindy? Oh, Pepsi? Okay.
Speaking of that, I wonder who nowadays 14, 15-year-old boys look at that in years will be like the Cindy. Do you think that's a thing?
We already know this.
Who?
It's Sydney Sweeney. Like, she's already saved like 3 or 4 different companies. Like,
I wonder if she has. Yeah, I guess that's what it would be. I was just thinking, I wonder if she...
Wait, the porn star?
Is that a porn star? My God.
This is the girl that... It's the girl that we talked about with the American Eagle Jean campaign.
Oh, okay. I was thinking...
In that ad... That the American Eagle ad, that is her Mustang that she actually wrenches.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she works on her own cars.
Oh, that is hers.
Yeah, so like she's kind of the.
I guess we could ask her son.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. No.
No, we could ask our son. He wouldn't probably. I just feel like she's too old.
Hmm.
How old was Cindy Crawford when you guys were young? Like when you guys were 15, literally that was the poster.
I was so open-minded. I didn't get caught up in that stuff.
Yeah. Age was just a number.
You guys are sick. Andy still has a half-naked woman in his garage.
He does?
You didn't notice that?
No.
His kids probably are like, who's that, mommy?
I actually took that out of Ozzy's room.
I didn't know who it was, but.
I don't know who that is, but Okay, so that was in the early days of eBay.
Okay.
And there's a fun story behind that poster.
It's autographed.
I would always, when I would drive home, I would always try to get the cheapest gasoline. And on I-29, you can stop off on the Omaha Reservation and get some gas there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's always about a dime, 15 cents cheaper a gallon. And so I'm filling up one time. I'm going home. This is my college days. So this is like 2001, 2002. And that poster was in the men's room of her. I'm like, whoa, that's a poster, man. So it's Mickey's malt liquor. It's a Mickey's malt liquor girl. And just everything about her just raises a bunch of questions. Like, are those real? Are they not real? What's going on here? She has this little tattoo of Mickey's. It's a hornet, I think. And it's like, is that a real tattoo? You know, what's going on there? Like, I don't know. It just stuck with me. And then I got an eBay account. So I like typed that. I'm like, oh my God, there's the poster.
So you got it. I thought you were going to tell me you ripped it off the bathroom wall and stole it.
No, I wouldn't do that. But yeah, I was just, that might have been my first purchase from eBay just for the hell of it.
That's funny.
So yeah. But yeah, that's Mickey's girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. What I was going to say was I don't know if that Sydney Sweeney, if she would be like somewhere that Joel would even, our
That's
son
what
would
I'm
even
saying.
See.
I don't think so. I just think it's different. Like, again, you guys had magazines. We've talked about this. Mm-hmm. They can find stuff wherever. So I just don't know what's being what's in his audience, or you know what I mean? It probably just kind of depends on what you're looking at.
You'd have to be like, I don't think YouTube people or something, right? I mean,
oh yeah, like big YouTubers.
Yeah, that's interesting. But I mean, YouTube and all those platforms, they pay Sydney Sweeney a lot of money to promote those products on there, and I don't think Joel can get away from it.
Maybe her commercials are popping up on the shows he watches or whatever.
Yeah. Huh.
Because for us, well, there would have been like commercials, like you said, like Cindy Crawford or whatever, but it probably would have been more like shows that we watched.
Yeah.
That was like some actress or something on regular TV.
And she was on Saturday Night Live a couple years ago, you know, and I think it was pretty funny. I read a quote where she's like, "I don't care, just make me funny and show my boobs. Like, that's what I do."
Nice.
And they're like, "We can do that." The writer's like, "We can do that.
We can do that."
We gotcha.
So we didn't actually intend on talking about all that today, but it's kind of a good little start.
Yeah.
But what I really wanted to talk about today was a little bit of nostalgia, because it's that time of year, about Christmas shopping. Because I was thinking about it earlier, like how different it is today from even 10 years ago, from, you know, 30 years ago when we were kids and how we did it. And like, I guess good and bad, but it's kind of like anything. Like you look back on it, you're like, man, it was so much better back then.
Yeah.
Was it? I don't know. I figured that's what we'd kind of hash out today. But I wanted to chat a little bit about how much that's changing, like what it was like for you guys when you were kids.
Yeah, well, for us, it was always, you know, we're from a very small town.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like we would gear up in like 1 or 2 days in early December or late November, go to one of the big cities, whether that be Norfolk, Yankton, South Dakota, or even Omaha, you know. And all that included was Kmart, Walmart.
Yeah.
S&S, you know, which is today's Tractor Supply, something like that.
Okay. So you guys didn't go hit up a mall?
Not really, no.
Okay.
No, we weren't mall rats at all, no.
I remember doing that. And actually, I just said that with Joel. He was watching a YouTube. Speaking of YouTubers, this guy decided to come into a mall and try to regenerate an old school, or a mall, because they're all dead, right? Anyways, kind of didn't work. He did a walkathon, whatever. Point is, I was like, dude, back in the day, the malls were it.
Yeah.
Like, it was super fun. We'd go to the mall. I'd go with my grandma or grandparents. Like, we'd kind of walk around and kind of pick out what you wanted. We'd go to the food court, and then maybe if you're there long enough before you leave, you'd get a pretzel even, or I'd get ice cream. I don't know. I just remember, or like Richmond Gordman's or Burlington Coat Factory, we would always go to just, you know, different stores. And I feel like now it's just shifted so much to online. So.
And it was convenient too, because, you had a jewelry store or two, a couple of shoe stores, athletic
gear. You could get everything done.
So why did malls die? Like, that's still kind of bizarre to me.
I still feel like, I don't know, we always say things turn around. It takes a little bit. Do you think that will come back around? I don't know. I don't think yet.
I wouldn't be surprised.
It seems like, what are they called? Like at Shadow Ridge, where it's basically a mall, but they're all standalone stores.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like in a little village.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the mall's like, that was the next evolution of the shopping mall, was it became like the outdoor shopping mall.
Yeah.
So they weren't all connected from the inside. They were all connected from the outside.
Right.
You're just like walking down a little like mock town square or whatever.
There's Dick's Sporting Goods at this corner, Best Buy at that corner. They're all the same.
It's the same, same setup. Yeah. It's just that everything was outside.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to walk outside from door to door or whatever. Like, and that's still pretty popular around here right now.
I mean,
in the Omaha area.
Yeah.
Well, and I got to talk, and like, honestly, one of our malls closed down because of gangs. Like, it was so bad. And then they just decided to leave and go to the other mall. So I don't know if other places have that same problem, or do outdoor malls have the same issue, but it's maybe they're safer. I have no idea why malls went away. But anyways,
when we were kids, man, definitely mall shopping for the holidays was the way to go.
Okay. Toys R Us?
Man, all the above. Toys R Us was awesome. The other thing that was cool, I remember at the malls, and this may or may not played along with holiday shopping, was some of the malls had movie theaters in them.
Yeah,
so you could go check out a movie too, whatever. Well, mom's out shopping or...
Are you talking about South Roads? Did that have a movie theater?
It did.
Ashley and her family, they still talk about South Roads.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which she, Joanne, taught at East.
Yeah.
And started at a middle school there in that area and then went to Bellevue West.
Okay. So,
No, South Roads did. I specifically remember it now when I'm thinking back on it, where that was.
And a big old food court. We really liked, like if we ever went to a mall, I always wanted to go to the food court because you can eat all the fake Chinese food, dumb pizza or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of cool. Like
the
everybody
food courts
got what they
are awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody got what they wanted.
Mm-hmm. When I got, let's see, I was probably in my, I was in my 20s when I worked at Sears, because that was Morgan and I were together, and most of the Sears were at malls.
Yeah, I was gonna say at Crossroads and everywhere.
Yeah, so I was at a mall every day, and then a lot of times I'd go out to the food court to eat my lunch. But then in the holiday season, you know, I just take whatever my work break, and I just go walk around the mall and shop, you know, pick stuff out. But everything, I mean, just thinking back throughout those years. Anytime I'd go holiday shopping, that's what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Even when we went to college, when we lived in Lincoln, I remember going to the Lincoln Mall and just buying stuff for all the people in my family at, you know, 10 different stores.
Yeah.
Yeah, just knocking it out.
Just get it done.
And bringing it back, you know, for Christmas break or whatever to give everybody the gifts. But it was, I don't know, I think it was, it took a lot of time. Maybe that's the big deal. Maybe why a lot of those went away. People started gravitating towards stuff that was quicker. Maybe I don't know, because it'd be a whole event.
Yeah.
Like you couldn't just be in and out.
Right.
But the good thing about it was that you might have no idea what you want to get somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You walk around a mall for a little bit, you're gonna find something.
Well, I remember that store, the Sharper Image.
Yeah,
like I would step in that place. Like, I want all this stupid stuff. I had no idea it even existed, but I love this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
There was always so many cool options that you didn't even realize until you got in there, and then you started hunting around.
There's a really cool, like a poster or a print type of a store. I'd always go into that, and I want all those different posters of like, they're like. Big aerial photos of like Memorial Stadium or something that you just wouldn't see anywhere else.
Yeah.
You know, now that if you're into that stuff, that's on your scroll. Like, buy this print, buy that print at that size. You know, I don't know if that's why it went away though.
I don't know. It's like everything just got so much quicker and easier to get and to access with online in particular, you know?
Hmm.
As you were talking about that too, I was thinking about a couple of malls that we would go to and usually they would have an arcade in them.
Oh yeah.
So it would either be like the size of a store that had the whole arcade, or it would be like, I remember one mall, I can't remember what it was, but it was like the whole lower level
was the
an
arcade.
Yeah.
Nice. And see, that was, you know, that was back when you had to carry, you know, a pocket full of quarters, you know, and that went away too.
Yeah.
Know, so
the other thing I was thinking about with holiday, shopping was like when we were way younger, like how, like today with little kids, how do you pick what you're going to give your kid for Christmas? How do they tell you what they want as opposed to what we did when we were little?
I think we're still on par with that. I got some investigative work to do. The girls have been writing Santa notes and they're putting them in their stockings and expecting Santa to come to them.
Okay.
And I think Kimber got a little irritated or mad at somebody, or she's a girl. And I found like two of her notes to Santa all crumpled up and thrown on the floor. I'm like, oh, what's this all about?
She's probably like, he's not coming and getting these anyway.
Yeah, I don't know if like she was mad at me or Ozzy, or she just decided she wanted something different, and rather than the trash can, just throw it on the floor. Like, I don't know, but it seemed sus. It seemed suspicious to me.
Oh, my gosh.
Funny.
I told her to go put it out in the mailbox. You know, we gotta mail these to the North Pole.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But then how do they even know what they want? Like, how do they even get made aware of that? You know what I'm saying? So, like, they write the note that says, I want.
Do you have the elf on the shelf?
No, get out of here.
Okay. Andy, I thought you guys would be all about this.
So when they write the note and they have the thing, the toys on there that they want, mm-hmm. how did they select that toy? Like, how did that toy, how did they become aware of that?
I would.
TV.
TV, and I would take that a step further. Frickin' YouTube.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. There you go.
Has those little ads, and also yeah. just straight up all these weird people like Blippi, you know, that actually play with the toys and tell the kids, mm-hmm. oh, this has great functionality. And it's like, what, you weirdo playing with, you know, playing with toys and telling kids. So I think YouTube and TV ads are still at the forefront of that. Mm-hmm. But then I would also put out there, and parents are well aware of this damn catalog, and I don't even know how it gets in the house. I really don't know how it gets in our house. But it is a small catalog from Amazon, and it's just full of nothing but toys.
Oh, you've talked about this before. I've never –
and it doesn't have,
get one.
It doesn't even have the prices. It just has the toys and the links that you – Ozzy and I think all these kids, and I'm talking 9, 7-year-olds, I would be curious to see if our 4-year-old could pull it off, because I bet she'd get pretty close to it. All you got to do is point your phone at the toy, figure out how to open the app or whatever.
Oh, and it grabs it.
And then you hit a couple more buttons, and that's coming to your door. It's way too easy. It's way too convenient. I didn't ask for this. You know, yeah. remember the Abercrombie catalog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like that, but for kids. Like, it's well done. You know, it goes from Barbies to this, to that, to Ninja Turtles, to Legos. Mm-hmm. Ninja Turtle Legos. You know,
I mean, it's a good idea, but it's not.
It's a very good idea. And so, like, they go through it, and I could flip through it right now, and I can – some circles, there's some X's.
Yep.
And so Santa has a pretty good idea, thanks to Amazon somehow getting this catalog into our house again.
So I feel like it's basically like us, but ours was just TV commercials, and then we would get magazines from home and I would circle them. So then if we go further, so then what do you think our parents, how did they?
Wouldn't you say yours was like a flyer, like a little flyer from Target
that, maybe.
That was stuffed in the newspaper, and you'd go through that flyer and you'd circle what you wanted?
Yeah, I just
for
feel
me,
like...
For me, it was a straight-up catalog. I think it was like the JCPenney's catalog or something like that.
It was big,
I'm talking
thick.
About like a book.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we would spend hours flipping through that thing and circling stuff.
But I just, my head goes to, again, we have different audience. Like, what do you think 60, 70-year-olds, 80-year-olds, you know, I just wonder what they also did. Like, they probably had, it was a newspaper or, you know, I mean, you have to hear about it from somewhere. Or were they listening to the radio? Again, I'm sure they obviously wasn't as easily accessible. It just seems like it's kind of the same, but it's the evolution, you know? So then in 20 more years, how can you, it's going to be a freaking, I don't know, it's going to be an airplane that drops it off at your door. And
that catalog thing, I think still is, just carries so much weight.
Yeah.
You're holding it, you're looking at it, and it lays it out there. They're all putting, you can just tell that the way all the toys are stood up and they're on the little landscape and they're pointing at each other. It's like, that there's a lot of marketing going in.
It wouldn't surprise me if they're sending like individualized catalogs in airports.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's got to be to you, because like, Andy, we've never gotten one of these.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is not like that catalog that they sent Andy, that they went and printed 500,000 of those and sent them out, like the old days catalogs.
Okay.
That they printed a catalog with products specific to what they think his family would want
to buy. Oh, I'm sure, cuz they know what he's ordered.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They know what you've searched, they know what you've ordered, they know they've got a good idea of the age of the kids in your house. And
oh,
that,
they know exactly.
And what I'm saying is you may be getting a different Amazon catalog than even your neighbor is getting, even if your neighbor has kids as well.
Yeah.
Because his kids might have other interests.
It's almost scary.
Oh, I believe that to be true, no doubt.
I mean, that's smart as hell, too. Like, think about how much money they're saving on printing by printing a bunch of extra ones that people aren't even going to even pertain to people.
Sure, that's what Amazon's concerned about, is the rainforest and cutting down trees. And...
It is called Amazon.
So this is a fun story. This took place back in the early 2000s or late 90s, when a lot of this information started to get aggregated and turn into where they could pull a lot of data, mm-hmm. you know. And Target got themselves in trouble. And I think I've told this story before. But they put together some old algorithms to figure out, like what you're saying, mm-hmm. what the individual household needs and wants. Mm-hmm. And so, like, you wouldn't just get a generic flyer, kind of like I feel like the Baumgars one is.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah.
It is.
Same thing.
Yeah.
You know, it would be detailed to your family. Well, through this algorithm, they sent a special little flyer to this high school girl that said, "Congratulations, you're expecting. Here's what new mommies need to buy." And the dad saw that from Target and just threw a fit. Mm-hmm. Went down to Target and like, "Whoa, we don't know. We don't send those out." So then he, you know, climbed the ladder, went to corporate. "What the hell is this all about?" You know, "You're sending that to my 17-year-old daughter," and blah, 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 blah. And Target's like, I'm sorry, but like our algorithm shows that when women start buying this, that means that they're expecting, and that just, we're so sorry, that's an automated response. And he goes, "Well, my daughter's not pregnant." And then the daughter stepped up and said, "Dad, we have to have a discussion." Target, their marketing campaign knew that this girl was pregnant before dad even knew.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so they're like, "All right, we're too good at this." And that was like in 1998.
Mm.
So just imagine
how
good it is now. So right. I'm sure that.
Yeah.
And I was even trying to, now you mentioned that, I'm looking at this Amazon catalog because a couple nights now, that's, "All right, story time to go to bed."
Mm-hmm.
"All right, we got the..."
Oh,
let's read this.
Yeah.
Like, there's no reading here. We're just pointing at stuff.
We're just pointing at pictures.
But like the flow of it, because it goes from, it's just perfect. It goes from what the 4-year-old want, what the 9-year-old want, 7-year-old want, the boy, the girl, the little girl, the big girl, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like.
Yeah. They got it figured out. They got you pegged.
Does it have mom and dad in there? Like what you or Ashley want, or just kids?
I bet I have a little influence on like some of like the. Like the G.I. Joe type toys and stuff like that.
Okay.
But I don't know. But
okay.
It's a really well done catalog, and I hate that damn thing.
It's smart, man. I could only imagine like when my sister and I would go through that, the amount of stuff that we circled, like if you added it all up,
mm-hmm.
how much it would have been.
Yeah.
Like just ridiculous amount.
Yeah.
But I don't even know if my parents used that or not. I guess they did. But I remember, like, outside of that, too, going to, you mentioned Toys R Us, Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
That was always, like, a big standalone store that was usually close to a mall. That place was just, like, overwhelming. Yeah. You go in there as a kid. Did you ever go in there as a kid?
Not very often.
No, we didn't go very often either. But, I mean, here and there, you'd go in there and you'd just be like, holy
cow. Like,
where
do you start?
It was like the catalog. It was like that catalog in real life, right? And it was like... Oh my God, it's all right here.
It's all
you're like
here.
Freaking out.
Yeah, you didn't even know where to go.
Yeah, I think that might have been our parents kept us out of Toys R Us for
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. Okay, so obviously we have adult listeners. So at this point, if you have any little children listening, shush or turn this thing off. Okay, so I saw this on Instagram. So you guys don't have the elf, but this is brilliant. So there's a big piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
You guys could still do this. Ashley, you go buy it, but it's like a certain piece of paper. The kids write their Christmas list on it.
Mm.
Then at night, you bake it and it shrinks down small. And then the elf, it's like then the elf will take it to Santa. So it's like a piece of paper size.
Okay.
So then you have to like put the sheet over it and you bake it. I mean, I think
then it shrinks.
And
the
it's
paper.
Like the actual kids' handwriting and drawing and everything shrunk down.
And then the elf
and then
can get it out.
The
with
elf
that,
can
the
get it out right. and take it. It
We're
is.
We're getting way too crafty.
I know,
to,
but that
to
is
fool the shit out of kids.
I know.
Like,
that is so freaking cool, though.
The magic that your elf has.
Yeah. And
when you were in bed, he shrunk down your note, and now look at it—it's sitting next to him. Like, imagine if you're a kid, like you.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have any doubt in your mind. Like, you would see that and be like, "Oh my God, the freaking elf shrunk the paper!" Like, you would never think that, like. someone put it in the oven.
Oh my gosh, but Ben's too logical. Let's be honest. You were so upset when you were younger and you found out Santa was not real. You said you did not want to be lied to.
Yeah, but I don't.
So this guy knew from an early age.
I specifically remember finding out.
And you said you were not happy about it.
But I was just like, okay, yeah, here's exactly what happened. We went to my grandparents every year, both sides.
Okay.
One on Christmas Eve, one on Christmas Day. We're at the one on Christmas Day, my dad's side of the family. My grandmother has this very small, it was like one bedroom, might have been two. I think it was just one bedroom home, South Omaha. So we're all packed in tight there, you know, in the living room and doing all the thing, whatever. And all the food was done, presents openings done, whatever. You know, I'm sitting there, I'm messing around with my stuff. And I remember my mom came and sat next to me and she was like, oh, how are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm good. And she's like, well, you thinking about something? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, what? And I was like, about Santa, I don't think Santa's real. Like, you know, this isn't adding up or whatever. And then she told me, she's like, yeah. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, yep. Makes sense. Yep. That checks out.
Yep. Yeah. And I remember I was pretty young, but I specifically remember that.
So somehow we birthed a child that was 5 years old that believed this, like, this is a lie. They can't fit down the chimney. They can't come in the door. Lots of questions. So his theory, mine would have been like, magic. It's magic. He's like, no, we're just going to tell her. So from 5 years old, Elise knew there was no Santa.
That's Ashley's family too.
So it was like
the kids spoiling
no it. Magical anything.
Yeah.
It was very hard for me to justify, like,
you're lying to your kid.
We don't lie about anything.
Yes.
But
I get it.
But this is magic. It's okay.
It's the holiday spirit.
Hey, don't you want it to be magical?
So,
it is a weird, it is a weird thing.
It is. Yeah. It's kind of like the whole tooth fairy, like and all the, that's a little creepy. Someone's tiptoeing under your bed and grabbing your teeth. Like, what? Are we serious right now? So creeperish.
Have you ever seen?
Even like Santa's watching. Like, yeah. Jesus, like, so he's Sauron.
Right. Have you ever watched, your kids ever watched the show Teen Titans?
No.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Look that
up. It's a
up.
Cartoon.
Look that up and look for the Tooth Fairy episode.
Is that
it's
with like
hilarious.
Robin? Like Batman and Robin versus Robin?
Yes.
Okay.
It's freaking hilarious.
Okay.
but the whole
lying and magic never really happened in our house. So I get it because we are very big truth tellers. But it's just funny.
I also remember my parents telling me like, yeah, so, you know, Santa's not like it. It doesn't go down the way everyone says. He doesn't come down the chimney, all this kind of stuff. But Santa was a real person. Here's the story. Mm-hmm. Here's how that developed into the fun that it is today. Once upon a time, this was real, and there was this guy, and blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, okay, it makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, so people are just trying to carry on the lore of that and have fun with it and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I get it now. Okay.
Yeah. Our mom would always – because I became extremely sus the year after. I forget if I was 7 or if I was 8. I forget how old I was, but I was so mad at myself the year before because Santa would come the night. He would come Christmas Eve and give us one present.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd be like, I'll be back.
We did that too.
He'd be like, I'll be back to put the rest. I'm like, all right, Santa, that's great. And I wanted to see the reindeer. I wanted to see them. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to see them take off and then land on our neighbor's house. And the first year that I decided I wanted to do that, I was just so overjoyed with the present. I just ran over to the tree and I was jazzed up for that. And then as I was opening, I'm like, oh my God, Santa. And I went running to the door and nope, Santa's already gone. Ah, so that stuck with me for a whole year. I just stewed on that. And so the next year Santa came on Christmas Eve. And he gave us a present. I'm like, oh, thank you. And I put it off to the side, and I was just standing at the door, like, you know, with my hands at my hip. I'm like, all right, let's go.
Wait, so this was an actual guy came in?
Yeah. Santa would stop by.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So real Santa would stop by. So the next year, I forget if I was 7 or 8 or whatever. I'm like, oh, thank you, Santa. That's great. And I put the present off to the side, and I just like stood by the door. And Dad's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I want to see the reindeer. I'm going to go out and I'm going to see these reindeer.
Oh, no.
And Dad's like, no, you're not. I'm like, Yeah, I am. And then, like, Dad got in front of me, like, blocked me, like, pushed me. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Let me see. Let me see. Yeah, let me see. And I, like, got my head around. I saw a car that I recognized. Santa get into that. Yeah.
84 Chevy truck.
Santa get in that truck. And, yeah, and I'm like, that's not reindeer. You know? Oh, so all the dominoes started to crumble and fall down.
Who was the, was it a neighbor?
Like, yeah, what was the story there? Like, did that dude, like, go around to a bunch of different houses? And
so my dad became that guy for a number of years. I want to say, it might have been Larry Halstead, but anyway, it was one guy in Lynch, and this is a small town, right? Mm-hmm. Would go around and, like, I bet he would do about a dozen homes, you know, a night. Uh-huh. And my dad, and my Uncle Ed took on the reins of being Santa for a long time, number of years, because I'd always be like, "Where's Dad? Oh, he's doing his Santa run. He's Santa." So he'd stop in and deliver presents to all the little kids around Lynch, and he would be Santa on. You know,
that's Christmas. Fun.
It is. It was a fun deal, but yeah, I don't know. When you get old enough to figure it out, like, you know, it's time.
I don't remember. It was not pivotal to me. Like, I don't remember finding out. I don't remember.
Our mom would believing, lie to us not and believing. Say something like that. She was like, "Oh, the spirit. The spirit's real." And I would always look at our slant-eyed, like, "What do you mean the spirit? What's the spirit? What are you talking about?"
A lot of times our Santa had to come on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Whenever we were at church. Mm. Like, full blown. Because Christmas, would that be right? I don't know. Now I'm going to have to ask my mom. But I feel like that's what it was. Because we would be at church and then we'd come home late.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd be like, "Oh my gosh, what?" You know, and then we would open one night.
Yep, one
but,
that night.
But the whole tree. So then you're like trying to sleep knowing all your presents are there. But they would get away with, this is how it is. They would get away with saying that because Santa had to do some early deliveries because there were so many kids. But what happened is we would wake up on Christmas morning, do that, and then go to my grandma's. In Omaha, like, we'd have to drive an hour
because you guys wouldn't have enough time on Christmas morning,
right? So, like, our Christmas, like, you know, in the celebration of it and seeing it, but then you're like, and you can't do anything about it, and you got to go to bed.
That's hilarious.
It was like the dumbest thing.
Did you ever talk to other kids at school and be like, "Yeah, no, Santa comes to my house like the day before."
And then drop the true sermon. Like, "Well, we're Christians." Santa kind of, you know.
No, but I probably was just like,
if some kid would have told me that.
I was probably really gullible. I'm a little bit gullible.
If I was like first grader or something like that, and some kid told me that Santa comes to their house a day early, like before everyone else, I'd been like, "Bro,
I've been good all year. What's this all about?"
This ain't adding up.
Which reminds me, us having to like tell also our daughter, like, "Now a lot of your friends are going to believe for a very long time. Mm-hmm. You better not ruin it or you're going to be in so much trouble."
Yeah,
like,
I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to deal with other moms and my kid's the one spilling the beans.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't.
I mean, you're going to have to deal with that one day when Ozzy doesn't, and he's still going to have to play into the girls.
So this is hilarious. We went to the local sports bar earlier this week, DJ's Dugout. They had Santa.
Mm-hmm.
Santa was on hand. So, and you also can buy a t-shirt where kids get their free kid meals. So it's a big event.
Oh, yeah.
There's the balloon ladies that make those little balloon puppets and stuff.
I was driving by there the other day and I saw them walking in.
Yep.
I didn't know what was going on.
We were in there. We were ready and waiting for them. Ozzy... came up to Ashley and I and said, "Hey, when Santa gets here, I want to go outside and check out the reindeer."
Oh.
I mean, do you think we're related?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You never told him his story?
No, I'm not telling him shit.
You can't tell him that now.
Yeah, let him figure it out. So, so he goes, "So can I go out?" I go, yeah, you can go out. So he goes out and he's missing for a while and he comes back. he goes, I didn't see any reindeer. I'm like, "Well, did you look up on top?" He goes, "Yeah, I went to the back of the parking lot. I looked up on the roof. I didn't see anything." I go, "Well, I don't know. Maybe they're over on the next lot over or something. Or maybe they just dropped them off. I don't know. I don't know either, Ozzy. I don't know." So,
oh, my God. Like, he's going to remember that one day and be like, Dad, you effing lied to me.
I didn't lie at all. I said he could go out. And I said, I don't know.
You got away with it because you said, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on here.
Oh, my gosh.
That's hilarious.
Well, this progressed into something funny, but.
Well, I think it goes back to what you were saying. All these things change, but the core things all kind of stay the same.
Yeah. You know,
catalogs, toys. The memories,
the stories,
they all kind of line up.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Will you guys do you guys do like a traditional Christmas morning at your house with the kids?
Yeah, we try to, and we do the same thing. Like Christmas Eve, we get one present, you know, and that's usually from us. We try to pick out something or steer them towards something that they can play with that night and have fun with.
Yeah.
You know. And then everybody gets up in the morning and runs over to the tree. Whee! You know.
So. Nice. Which is so funny because I was talking to my sister and she's like, what? So your house will probably do Christmas morning at like 10 a.m.? I was like, yeah, with adult children, we don't need to rush to the tree where everyone's done at 6:30 opening. We're still sleeping at 10.
Pounding on your door, jumping in on you.
Yeah. No, we'll get up and do some breakfast, but it's very slow moving at our house.
It is a lot of fun. Christmas morning. Hearing the door slam open and the little feet.
But do you not tell them? I remember saying, you cannot come into our room till the clock says 7:00 or 8:00. Like, no. I remember specifically being like, no.
Yeah, I didn't. That never bothered me, but you were always like, yeah, it's got to be.
I mean, because they would wake up and think it's morning and it's 1:20 in the morning. I'm like, no.
Yeah, but it didn't. We put up rules. We try to lock the door. It doesn't matter. They find ways to get in.
But then how do you get the presents out and sneak?
No, I'm talking about like every night, like 2 a.m. Here's, well, I need a drink. Go get a drink. I don't care. I'm trying to sleep. So, yeah.
One night they're going to wake up and say, oh, really? You're Santa? Because Ashley needs to be guarding the doors and you need to be putting out the presents. So. Yeah.
I definitely, when I was little, got up in the middle of the night and would go out and look.
I don't remember doing that.
And I would see, because the presents would be out, and I'd see it, and I'd be like, oh, that's awesome. I'd go back to my bed and then just sit there and think about it.
You didn't want to go wake up your parents?
No, because I knew it was like
still night.
Dead middle of the night. Okay. Yeah,
you were a rule follower.
That is exciting, though. And my dad followed a tradition that I guess was pretty popular. Way back when, and that was that you opened all your presents the night before. And then you went to bed thinking about those presents and you'd get up early and then play with them.
Oh, God.
And mom's like, that is terrible. That's mean.
Yeah.
We are not going to do that.
That's, that's worse than my situation.
Way worse than
you. You can look at it, but don't you dare open it.
Yeah, they got to look at them and they got to play with them for like an hour or something like that and then go to bed. And,
yeah.
I bet... Christmas morning, you probably don't do this. I bet this isn't you, but do you ever see like the typical dad like getting all worked up about all the wrapping paper, like the torp wrapping paper everywhere? Do you ever see that?
Yeah.
I get that. Like I get like it makes me anxious.
Yeah, like, which is so weird.
When they're tearing up all the wrapping paper and it's going all over the place, I'm always like, give me that paper. Throw it in this bag.
Yeah, no, I actually do that too. I have a bag ready to go. Yeah. And,
but why? Why does that bother you guys?
It gets to be a mountain of trash.
Oh, it's just a mess. Yeah. And more than a mess.
Oh, like you care any other time.
One of the things that drives me is that like if you let that go, something gets lost in it and thrown away.
Oh, yes, money, gift cards. Yeah.
Gift cards. Accessories to Barbies or whatever.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
When the kids were little, you were like always scrounging with the bag.
Give me the damn paper.
I kind of forgot about that.
Especially the paper that sticks to the box and then that box has the hairbrushes and
little things. And plus I never liked my presents. Like once I opened them and it was like a nice package, like let's say it was like a Ninja Turtle. I love Ninja Turtles. I'd get those for Christmas all the time. And then those little bubble packs, those clear packs, whatever. Mm-hmm. And you'd tear all the paper off. And then there'd be a little piece stuck to it, like sticking off the side. I hated that little piece.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get that off.
Yeah, get that off of there.
I want that present to be nice and clean and fresh looking.
Which, and he's the present opener that will like open by the tape. Like nicely, and I'm like ripping into it.
Rip it.
He's like, oh, peel it.
I feel bad when someone's like spent a lot of time putting it together all nicely, and then you just.
That's what it's for. That's what you do it for,
dude. My grandma made wrapping presents like an event, like
right.
like it was like a professional. Freaking sports game, man. Mm-hmm. Like, she would, yeah. everything was pristine. She had her whole setup. Everything was ready to go.
Was that like the sewing room or something?
It was like her dining room.
Yeah, she would go into the dining. They had a big traditional dining room table. Yeah. You know, she'd set everything up there, have all that ready, all the bows and all the ribbons and all the things, all the decorations, and then just precisely wrap every single one like it came out of a freaking movie.
There is something to say for that, because now, like, I don't have a spot to do that. I could do that on my kitchen table, but it's tiny. So I'm normally the night before in our bedroom floor, on the floor, like, oh, like leaning over, like don't know how to sit. It would be nice to stand up, be at a table, gradually do it. Yeah. Oh, grab this bow. Like, yeah. That sounds fun to me.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to do that one day.
You look at the presents I wrap and you're like, you wouldn't feel bad at ripping it. Yeah. It's kind of a running joke in our family because I do such a poor job, terrible job. Too. Ashley will look at him like, oh, you waste so much paper. How much paper? I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. You do it, Dan.
You know what my favorite way to wrap a present is? Just like wrap the paper all around it and then grab the two ends and twist them like a piece of candy.
Yep, and say
and
it's
then
trendy.
Put tape on it. Yeah. Yeah, and then you're like, that's it. Yep. Looks great.
I've had to do that before. Well, like trying to wrap a football or something. That's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Candy.
Do you guys have special tags from Santa and then a special tag from like you
Mom
guys
and Dad or whatever?
Because my Santa gifts never got a tag, or if they did, it would say Santa like all kind of scribbly.
We just have different papers, and that's something that we have to be careful. The going through crazy lengths to keep the lie.
The paper has to be, with Santa papers. We
Santa
did that
paper
too.
Has to be concealed, which I don't know if that's going to work this year. Our kids have been.
They're a little sneaky little.
Well, they've
foxes.
They've been tearing into the Christmas decor closet, and anything and everything just gets pulled out.
Oh, shoot.
And that includes the wrapping paper that's in the black bag. You know,
that's supposed
better
to
see
be
what's
Santa.
In there. Yeah, that's supposed to be Santa paper.
Do you guys have an attic? I feel like it should go.
We put it in that crawl space underneath the stairs, our big staircase.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like that. So we're trying to jump through the hoops to lie to our kids. You know, we're trying to be great parents here.
Yeah.
So, but no, they find it, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to have to dig a hole and bury it or something.
That was always another dead giveaway for me was the tags. Like it would say Santa or it would say Mom, Dad or whatever, but you could always tell it was the same person writing it.
Yeah, like, that's Mom's handwriting.
Yeah, they might have tried to make it look a little different, but you could just tell.
And like, use maybe different stickers or something.
Yeah.
You know, little tags.
But, oh, gosh.
Yeah, no. And maybe that was parents' way of kind of telegraphing it, like, here, you can, if you can figure this out, you should be able to figure the rest out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
So.
Well, good. Well, I hope everyone has a good holiday season. I don't know. I mean, are we releasing something probably next week? But
yeah, we'll try to. I don't know. Next week will be a short week, but
yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah,
might be after the holidays.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun one for Ozzy. He's getting his first BB gun.
Nice.
Yay! Yep.
Good old Red Ryder.
Tell him not to go shoot your chickens.
You know, that's one of those things where you start making rules like don't shoot the chickens, don't shoot the window. After a while, you're going to have like a list of things not to shoot, and then he's going to shoot something that,
oh, yeah.
Well, it went on the list.
Yeah.
So you got to kind of put the ball in his court and say, like, don't shoot something that you know you shouldn't shoot.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I just feel trying to make a list like of things not to shoot.
No, I know. I'm not saying make a list. I just was thinking of his siblings and your chickens.
Shoot a hole in the side of the pool.
I didn't think about the pool. I didn't think about your house. I didn't think about, but.
So, well,
yeah. Can't wait to
don't
hear
shoot
this.
Our deer blind. Ashley, her dad. She remembered the hunting story.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
because she was getting jacked because it was like really foggy. It was snowing that morning, the opening morning. And he goes, oh, yeah, I see a deer. I got a deer, Mom. I know I see a deer. So she was getting like excited. Like, I can't believe he sees a deer, but this is going to be great when it's, you know, the sun comes out a little bit more. And she goes, is it still there, Ozzy? Yeah, it's right over there. That's their blind. That's their hunting blind.
So, you guys were in it.
Yeah. Yes, we were in it. So, yeah, don't shoot that with the BB gun either.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Well, that's it, boys.
Well, Merry Christmas to everybody.
I'm going to go take some more medicine.
Enjoy it. Yeah, you probably need it.
I look like I need it, remember?
All right, you guys got anything else?
No.
No. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
All right, we'll see you.